Welcome to the Bible Car Quiz, a 5-minute Bible quiz podcast designed to test your knowledge of the Bible and make your next car trip a whole lot more fun. My name is Craig.
And I'm Deanie. And this is Season 1, Episode 21. In this episode, we're going to explore the story of Samson.
Road trip. Beep beep. Deanie, this could be one of the most bizarre stories in the whole Bible.
Yes.
Like reading through this again, this is not like I remembered it in Sunday school.
No, I agree.
If you want the intense version, you can read about it in Judges chapters 13 to 16, but we're going to do the skimmed version of it in this episode.
The children's Bible car quiz version.
All right, here we go. Question one. God told Samson that there was one thing he was never allowed to do. Do you know what that was?
The answer is he was never allowed to cut his hair.
I wonder why.
I hope he had a really good brush, like a tangle teaser. Or do you reckon it was like dreadlocks?
Probably dreads. Or he could have like tied it up in a samurai bun.
Ooh, samurai.
They might have been big back then.
Or a top knot.
Or, yeah. Or a side ponytail.
Bring back the 80s.
Okay, following on from that question then, Deanie, question two. Samson was known for being super strong. What was it that made Samson so strong?
The answer is his long hair.
That's a bit weird.
A little bit weird.
Very weird.
I have long hair.
And you're not.
I'm definitely not strong. Well, I mean, you are strong.
But you couldn't like.
Hold up a building.
That's right. And I had a mullet once upon a time and didn't make me any stronger. Question three. What was the name of the girl that Samson fell in love with? Multiple choice. Was it A, Jemima? B, Delilah, C, Cordelia, or D, Sarah.
The answer is B, Delilah.
Samson and Delilah.
Samson and Delilah.
Random fact, did you know that it's actually Samson, not Sampson? Just figured that out today. Always thought it was Samson. There you go. Question four. What did Delilah do to Samson when he was asleep?
The answer is she cut his hair.
Yeah.
Or maybe got someone else to do it.
Yeah, it actually says in the Bible that she didn't actually cut his hair. She got someone to cut his hair. So that's not what was in the Sunday school books.
That's not in the Sunday school books,
It's just detail that you didn't have to go into. A bit like right now. Okay, question five. What was the last thing that Samson asked God for?
The answer is to make him strong one more time so he could defeat his enemies.
Yeah, because like he had all his hair cut off and then he lost all his strength and he's just like, oh, I shouldn't have told anyone what my secret power is. What my secret power is. And then he did and he's just like, he said to God, oh God, please, if you just give me my strength back one more time to defeat my enemies. And he did.
Yes, he did.
All right. I've got a really random adult question for you.
Okay.
This is like, it's super weird. Let's see if any parents get this. Samson killed a lion with his bare hands. Then he ate something out of its tummy. What was it that he ate?
Ew. The answer is it was honey.
It was honey. He ate honey out of the lion's stomach because apparently some bees made a hive inside the lion's stomach, and then Samson just thought he'd have a bit of a snack. Scoop some honey out.
Well, honey is delicious.
It is. It's just not just where you'd...
Just not normally where you'd find it. Not where you'd
expect to find it.
No.
For that and other weird tales, read Judges chapter 13 to 16. I hope you learned something. How did you guys go with that? Did you get all those questions right? If you did, you're smarter than I am.
And read Judges recently.
Yeah, and you read Judges recently. If you have no idea what we're talking about, then maybe ask a parent or carer to pause the quiz and tell you the story. Then try the quiz again. You'll find the answers to this story in the Bible, as I said, in Judges chapters 13 to 16. And when you've mastered this round, check out our other episodes. Every episode, we'll ask five questions about different Bible stories and characters, test you on some memory verses, and throw in some general knowledge from the Old and New Testament. We even throw in a bonus question at the end of each round to see how well the adults know their Bible too.
Mm-hmm. And if you know any other families that you think would love to make their next road trip more enjoyable, we'd love you to spread the word.
Yeah, so hit subscribe, write a nice review, and share the link. And if you have any areas you'd love us to tackle, send us a message via our website, BibleCarQuiz.com. See you next time.
Bye.